Today, at least 10 people were killed in Indian-controlled Kashmir, where separatist guerrillas are fighting to end Indian rule in the country's only Muslim-majority state. Authorities say the militants are ratcheting up their violence ahead of tomorrow's second round of voting for state assembly seats. The first round of voting last week went relatively peacefully. Officials put turnout at more than 50%. But as NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Kashmir, many fear tomorrow's vote may not be as quiet.
On Saturday, suspected militants tried for the fourth time to assassinate State Tourism Minister Sakina Itu. She was campaigning south of the summer capital, Srinagar, when a remote control bomb went off as her motorcade crossed a bridge here in the village of Mirhama. Itu escaped unharmed. One of her guards was killed, and so was 20-year-old Maimuna Akhtar, an innocent bystander, now a statistic. A bloodstained patch of earth in the village schoolyard marks the place where she fell. The authorities say she was caught in a crossfire between the militants and the security forces following the blast. Her brother dismisses that explanation. Maimuna's brother, Mohammed Yusuf, says his sister was far away, safe, when she heard the explosion from the bomb and came running to see if he was okay. There was no crossfire, he says, and no militants, only the army. And it was the army, he says, who shot her. Maimuna is one of the latest in a long list of civilian casualties in this conflict. Official estimates say more than 30,000 people have died altogether since the insurgency began. Human rights groups say the number is nearly double that. Many, many of the dead have been non-combatants. Downstairs in the modest two-story home where Maimuna lived, dozens of women, relatives, and neighbors mourn her. Upstairs, surrounded by a room full of men, Maimuna's father sits cross-legged on the floor, wondering why his only daughter was taken from him. We were making preparations for her wedding, Maimuna's father Abdul Rahman Padar says. But now she's been taken from us, and the meaning in my life has gone. I have lost everything. Like his son, Abdul Rahman Padar blames the Indian security forces for his daughter's death. In villages such as this one, most residents see the security forces as occupiers, and sympathy for the militants is strong. But local politician Mohammed Yusuf Taragami, a sitting member of the state assembly, says the militants must also share the blame for Maimuna's death.
This is the real problem. The people are sandwiched here between terror and counter-terror. This is a vicious circle now. Now, on the one hand, terrorists initiate violence, and then the security forces become reckless in their responses. And the net result is that the civilians get sandwiched between the two guns. This is unfortunate, and this is what our situation is.
The Indian government is hoping these elections will help legitimize its rule by showing the international community that Kashmiris are participating in the political process. But many Kashmiris believe the elections are rigged in favor of pro-government parties like the ruling National Conference. Previous elections have seen instances of Indian police and soldiers forcing voters to the polling stations to ensure a decent turnout. Still, some Kashmiris do intend to vote willingly, and they face problems as well. The political umbrella group for moderate Kashmiri separatist groups, the All Parties Hurriyat Conference, is boycotting the election. And militant separatist groups have vowed to kill anyone who takes part, hoping to scare enough people away to keep the turnout low. In Maimuna Akhtar's village of Mirhama, the militants needn't worry. Few here were eager or even willing to vote before her death. Fewer still are willing now. Maimuna's brother, Mohammed Yusuf. Elections haven't solved the problem in the past, and they won't this time either, he says. This is just an exercise by the government to fool the world. Until India and Pakistan sit down and settle the issue, there will be no peace. My sister died for nothing, he says, and she won't be the last. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Mirhama, Indian-controlled Kashmir.